This man want to be a pastor. Y'all know I ain't that.
Not a first lady. Not a first lady.
I can't be the first lady in nobody fucking church with this podcast. Girl, bye. I just it hurt me.
Damn, sis. Wait, what? That happened to you too? Bro, no, he didn't. Women at their finest in their darkest hours. Welcome to the Damn Sis Podcast, hosted by Christina and Christine, two lifetime friends. It's the Damn Sis Podcast.
Hey guys.
Hey guys, how are y'all? Dun, dun, dun. You know we have to
welcome
do that.
Back.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah, man, how you doing? You good? I know you like that.
Yeah. Long time no talk, but really, it hasn't been that long time.
Nah, it hasn't been that long. You want to jump right in?
Yes, so we're going to jump right into Damn Sis, You Did That.
Damn Sis, You Did That.
And today, I want to highlight a singer named Team, T-E-M. A lot of us don't know this, or maybe I'm just a slow one that recently found this out, but you know the song Essence from Wizkid? She's actually, oh my goodness, a fucking vibe. She's actually the voice singing the chorus. So the part that everybody fucking loves and that's trending on TikTok where people are, have you seen that on TikTok where they're trying to figure out what she's saying? So they'll say stuff like, oh my God, I have to send you one. They'll say stuff like, I need to get my lashes done. Like stuff like that. Stupid.
No.
That's so fucking stupid. So yeah, I want to really highlight Team because she is an amazing singer. Like I've been listening to her nonstop. She has this one song, Iced Tea, my jam. Damage, my jam. Like I can go on and on and on, but I really want people to go and check her out, get a feel for her voice and her vibe, and give her some credit because Wizkid did his shit. And the collaboration is amazing, but people just don't know that that's her voice. A lot of people don't realize that it's a female, you know? So I just wanted to highlight her. I think she's bomb. Y'all know y'all can find her on Instagram. Go check her out.
Yes, I'm gonna go listen because I love that dance song, so.
Yeah, and it's spelled T-E-M, her name, T-E-M.
Okay. All right, we're gonna jump into What's Happening, Sis?
What's Happening, Sis?
Have any
life updates? Other than I already told y'all that I'm back on them apps. I'm back on a app. Let me not be out here sounding like that. I'm back on an app. And
let me tell you, you have given me like I don't know what it is, like a jolt or whatever. But baby girl been swiping a lot.
Yeah.
Granted, she been swiping left a lot because none of these niggas. None of them. I'm like, baby, is it? Like, what is it? I don't know. I get a few likes every day or whatever, but I'm like, half of these men, I'm like, how dare you have the audacity to think that you was going to sit up here and like my photo, and I was going to like yours back. Sir, we are not on that same level here. And I'm like, but Chelsea broke it down to me in a way. She was like, you know, men typically go out of their league or whatever. So she was like, you know, women normally date like someone that they find like attractive or they feel like are on the same level, if not, well, not on time, because we all done dated a man, been bad, and got all his shit together. But she was like, most of the time, men date women that they feel like are a level above them or like not on the same level as them, but like someone that's higher. So she was like, you know, you get all of these people and you just think like, how do you think like we would ever be a match? And they're like, because they're dating out, they're trying to date someone outside of their, you know, level or whatever. And I was like, that's got to be it because ain't no other explanation besides what the fuck was y'all thinking that you was going to like
know what? I'm always flattered, you know, when I get a like and stuff like that because there's millions of people on these apps and stuff like that. But I'm very, very picky this time around. Like I am very selective. If I don't fucking like your eye shape. I'm like, nah, because that's gonna bother me. That's gonna bother me down the line. Like, I feel super shallow, and I feel like I'm shopping for a person. Like, it's so weird.
But I'm also I want this to be a serious relationship, so I need to be able to look at you. Yeah. Also.
I just wanted, I'm thinking long haul. You know, and I,
like, what our kids would look like, not people, like that.
No, I don't want them to have that nose. Like, I don't. So I've been really selective, but it really makes me feel shallow. I'm not even going to fucking lie. Like, it really does. But I've been getting quite some compliments. Like, you know, when you think like, you know, like, oh, I'm cute, you know, I look good. But then like, because like for me, like there's dudes on there that I'd be like, oh, he's not gonna respond. And then he's like, oh, you're gorgeous. And I'd be like, who, me? Thank you. It's reassuring. It's reassuring. But it is an emotional roller coaster though, because it's like you're talking to multiple people, and I didn't want to talk to a dozen people at once, you know, because I kind of wanted to really get a feel for a guy. But talking to people, and you know, you just never know how they will or won't respond. And sometimes, like for me, I internalize things, and it's typically personal. Like, oh, maybe he didn't respond for this, that, and the third. But this time around, I'm really not trying to do all of that. Like, if we hit it off, let's meet and let's take it from there. That's really what it is. And then if we don't hit it off, I'd rather people just say, like, you know, like, I don't know.
This is that no, not because I get what you're saying. Because I watched this TikTok today, and this man was like, "We are in the age." He was like, "I am on a dating app or whatever." But he was like, "I clearly state in my profile." He was like, "This is the thing. People don't take the time to read profiles," which I completely agree.
And I read them.
I read them too, but I'm saying like he was like, "People don't take the time to read profiles or whatever." Because he was like, "I clearly state in my profile like I'm dating for a reason. I'm Christian." You know, he's like, I do consider myself to be like a Southern gentleman and blah, blah, blah. But he was like, but if you don't like any of that, don't like my photo, because now you're just wasting my time. He was like, if you know you're an atheist, and he was like, and I want to go to church on Sunday, don't like my photo, and then tell me next Sunday that you don't want to go to church with me. And I was like, I completely agree. Yeah. I'm like, people don't take the time to read profiles. And I used to have this thing in my profile, which... somebody was like, I got an idea from it. I don't know if I got it from a podcast or if it was like or whatever, but the girl was like, she puts a question in her profile. So then like, if you don't answer, and she says like, answer the question, give me your answer to the question. Well, if you're going to like respond, like, you know, like my photo or whatever.
Reach out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was like, whenever they would reach out but never answer the question, she said she would automatically like just like dismiss them, because she was like, you didn't even do the basic steps of taking the time to read my profile. You ain't trying to get to know anything about me. You just liked my photos because you thought I was cute. But I was like,
Yeah. No, I love that.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, but I also swipe on people I just think is cute as well. But I do still take the time to read their profile, because like the man said, if we know, like, you have something in your profile where it's like, I'm a vegetarian, and I want my person to be with, who I'm with, to be a vegetarian as well. And baby girl knows she loves some chicken wings. She ain't gonna sit there, I'm like, what's the point? Like, I ain't gonna change your mind about being a vegetarian, and you damn sure ain't gonna change my mind about eating chicken, so...
If I think you're cute, I definitely read your profile. And I, too, do have a question. But reading is fundamental. Like you said, it's a profile for you to get to know the person before you engage with the person. So, like, typically, what I do, if I like a picture, I'm going to use information from their profile to initiate the conversation.
I think that is also a good thing. It's to be looking like, okay, if you list your... Cause this is always like a thing that's on dating apps. So like your whatever your love language is. I mean, I say quality time and then physical touch, and then you look like, oh, I just took the test myself, and I figured out I like quality time as well. Something leading with some, but don't be just like,
yeah.
Because I'm also thinking that you're just going through liking any and every girl that you think is cute and attractive, and not even taking the time to read their profile either.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, if that's what you're doing, that's what you're doing, and you'll be able to tell. And then, like I said, reading is fundamental because, honey, there was this fine. I mean, fine. Y'all know my thing is fine, top of the line. He wants to be a pastor. I came across this guy's page. When I tell y'all, fine, top of the line, fine. So, like I said, I read that profile. This man want to be a pastor. Y'all know I ain't that.
Not a first lady. Not a first lady.
I can't be the first lady in nobody's fucking church with this podcast. Girl, bye. I just it hurt me so bad.
That might be very true.
To hit that X. But if I was one of those that just swiped and swiped and swiped, yeah, I would have been signed up to be somebody's first lady of a church, knowing I'm not that. Mm-hmm. Knowing I ain't even built like that. So yeah, reading is fundamental. If you out here, be smart about it now. Be smart about it.
Yes, that is my thing. Just take the time to read my profile. Because like, and you know what also, like this, okay, we should have turned this into this little segment of what the fuck bothers me with dating apps. Because you know what also
we can absolutely make that an app, a topic. We can go right into it. Shit.
What bothers me also is because when I take the time, I have videos, I have photos, like, you're gonna get an actual. I have like different things with different hairstyles. Like, she ain't always in this. She always in this. Yeah. She a true black girl. She gonna rock. She gonna rock.
She's diverse.
She's diverse. And you sit up here and you put the same motherfucking photo for all five photos that are needed.
I have never seen that before.
You ain't never seen that before? Swear to God, I've seen that several times where a man has literally just put the same photo, and then it'd be the most dingiest, grainiest photo. I'm like, who took this? And when did you take this? In 2012? And this, you ain't got no other photos of yourself? Or you know what also bothers me? Is when they have photos with other people and then they like put something over the person or whatever just to crop them out. Like, you don't know how to crop a photo?
Or do you not have more pictures alone? Like, I don't. You know,
and who
was
the person that you're cropping out? Why are they so close to you and you're cropping them out?
Or even if they don't crop them out, it's like, if you're a guy and you got this girl on your, like, why put this picture up? Because everybody's going to think this is your ex or, you know, or whatever.
Thank you. Or then it'd be at the very bottom, this is my best friend. This is my sister. I got a sister too, but you don't see her in the photos with me. Like,
this is not her profile.
Yeah.
This is mine. I got people that I love, but I'm not putting them on there. Like, yeah, it's a thing that I don't like that I'm seeing is people not taking the time to actually like do the prompts. So like not answering it. So like,
or that, yes.
Yeah, like they're not giving any sort of effort. Like my thing is like, if you're not going to put effort into this, this is your dating profile. And if you're not even willing to put effort into this, sir, keep it moving.
How am I supposed to know if I actually want to swipe right on you if you don't answer the profile? Literally, I swear to God.
Oh my God.
I swear, right hand on Bible. I saw I was on there, like, because like I said, I've been trying to, like, you know, at least every night swipe a few times just to see what happens. This man had, what is one of his qualities? I can type. I said, were you not supposed to be able to type? I'm confused.
Period.
Just said, does the man not have hands? Because what you mean? What, like, how am I supposed to be impressed that you can type? And I'm I'd be looking at my phone, and I'd be looking like, because I, first off, there is a FBI agent that's in my phone. Like, I know that at this point, especially with what I do for work. Like, baby, y'all know everything about me, and these are the type of men that y'all bringing up on my profile?
Stop playing.
You know everything. Like the algorithm, I know you know. You've got to have some type of idea of like, she always swipe around this type of man.
They do have an algorithm, you know, to see, because I like was Xing out so many people last night, and then it started giving me. I swear, if you actually looking, like listening, it started like really providing like what I'm kind of looking for, you know? And well, I was just maybe like, that's okay,
the thing. Maybe I give up too fast.
Let me talk a little louder. Maybe
that's the thing. Maybe I give up too fast because I'm just like, I didn't even swipe right. I mean, swipe left like 10 times already. And we ain't got nobody. We ain't got nobody.
But every day is not a good day. I'm put that out there too. And I don't be there all day. You know what I'm saying? And apparently, because today I told myself I can go on every other day because it can get very addicting. Honestly, it can. So today was my day to get on. I can't go on tomorrow. So apparently you do have a max amount of swipes per day. And today I was a little irritated for other reasons. And I was like, oh, bitch is gonna find her man today. And I just was swiping and liking and whatever. And it pretty much brought up, like, I tried to like this guy's profile and it brought up payment plans. And I was like, oh, baby, nah. I done met my limit.
Which
for the
one
day.
Is this Hinge or Tinder?
Hinge.
Oh, baby, they always bring up them payment plans. You just exit at the top and keep it, and there you go. That don't mean
no,
you, like,
you can swipe, but you can't like it. You can't like anything on that person's page. So if I like come across somebody that I really like, I can't even like it. So
oh, I ain't never had that happen before. Swipe left on so many men on Tinder that it's like, baby, we ain't got nobody else in your area. We got to look outside your area. And I'm like, the men that y'all provided in my area was shit. So that's why I swipe left on them. Like,
yeah. Another thing I don't like is like, if you didn't, you know, everybody did not go to a university. Everybody is not a fucking engineer. And I think I know that's okay. But like, if you don't even put down what you do, like the prompt is like,
yes,
school.
The this people that said, like put like some shit that's sarcastic. I'm like, nigga, you have a job.
Yeah.
Because why did you think this was the time to be sarcastic? Unless you are, but even then, like if you're in like the military or government, put military government. I don't technically know what you do in the military or the government or what government agency you work for. But at least I know what type of job. Like if I'm out there slinging that thing and then you work for the government, baby, we don't need to be together. Okay.
Okay. It's giving me you don't have a job.
That's very much what it gives. You don't
it's
have a job.
It's giving me that you're insecure about where you attended school or that you did not attend school. Because it would
be
just
like the hard not life of life school. Baby, just say you didn't graduate.
Okay.
Say you didn't graduate. So you got a GED.
I mean, and then you have the option of not even putting it up there. Like just
yes, so don't put it.
You can hide it. But that again goes back to
like, that must still gonna be a question I'm gonna ask, but like
right, like I don't know.
Gotta be smart ass, like about it, you know? That's my thing.
I don't know, I get turned off very easily. And so you know, I pride myself on texting people back almost immediately because I'm that type of text. What kind of texter are you? You're a delayed texter because I text Christina last Thursday and she never texted me back. I'm just putting it out there. That is so true. You didn't text back to it. You didn't. You can't go back.
I'm about to go through our messages right now.
Oh my God. It was right after we recorded. So she's looking. But anyway,
I didn't take back to that. But
she
I
did not
was, like, understanding because we both hee-heed and laughed at when we were on it. Like
anyway,
but, okay, it depends.
She's a leave you on read type person.
I got two people I need to respond to now. But let me say this. Mm-hmm. It depends. Mm-hmm. If you because actually three people, damn. it depends to me. I respond more to my friends than I respond to men.
There you go. Y'all heard it here. I'm not her friend because she don't respond to me.
No. I respond to like I'm willing to like text like you, Erica, and stuff like that. And more than I like to be honest, maybe I got a fucking problem. But me
I wish
the
I had
fuck out
problem.
Of me. So
yeah. Yeah,
and like I was just like, telling you about the old boy, and I'm just like, he texted me, but I'm like, you ain't texting me about the right thing, sir. So why are you on my motherfucking phone? Like, you
leave me alone.
Until you can put it, until you can get it right, why are you on my phone? Because what you should be saying is,
alone.
Be ready at 8 o'clock on the dot.
Leave me alone.
But that's not what you're saying. So I'm like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Because literally, that also be another thing. Like, I like to have like actual conversations with people. Like, me and you, we have, like, actual conversations about, like different topics and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have conversations with my other friends and stuff like that. But with this one individual, not even that sometimes. I don't know. Maybe I just be bored. Like, it just be, like, it don't be given what I'm, like, we have the same conversation every day. How are you?
Oh,
how was your
no.
day? How was work? Great. What you doing on your off day? This. And I'm just feeling like, this is all we got. And then I try to get a little comfort, and it just be looking like,
I can't do a person that can't hold a conversation. That's like one of my things.
That because is
I'm very talkative, and I've been, you know, like, okay, let me go ahead and toot my own horn. So every date that I've been on, I've gotten compliments that, you know, I am very friendly and very open and a conversationalist and stuff like that. Like, this one kid, he was so cute and so sweet. He was like, this was the best day I ever had. I was like, oh, that's so cute. And it was just more like, I can get people to talk. My thing is, even talkative people want to be asked questions. Like, prime example, I swiped on this guy today. Super cute, right? Super cute. We're talking back and forth. I asked him, I was like, yo, how are they treating you? Like, it's whatever. And he's telling me, and he didn't ask it back. So I was like, he's probably going to unmatch me, but I'm about to send this anyway. I was like, my day was fine. Thank you for asking. And so he sent me this note, this voice notification. And I'm kind of wary on doing those, but whatever. And now I know what his voice sounds like, and it sounds good. Ooh, so now I can put like a voice to him. So I like that. Anyway, and he is like, you know what? You're right. Like, I'm so sorry. He was like, I was a little distracted, but I'm happy that you even like said that. He was like, put me back in my place. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will put you in your place.
You know what is so funny to me? Because I always call like men sir or love.
Me too. When I'm mad,
and they
I'm like, sir.
No, I just call you sir on a regular given basis. That used to be a nickname for one of my exes, and he's still to this day. He finds it hilarious. But it was like, you know, if a girl call you sir or love, baby, they talk to this. And I just laugh every time. Every time
when
I hear
I'm
that,
about
I just
to curse
laugh.
You out, when I'm about to say something that is like, you about to get cussed out, or it's not making sense, like make it make sense, I'll be like, sir, how'd you figure that? Like, that's
oh, yeah,
one
that's
of
me
my...
too. Because I'm being very sarcastic.
Yeah,
like,
I'm being a smart ass. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you what you giving.
Maybe if you couldn't figure this out, then.
But yeah, like, if you're boring and you can't initiate a conversation or keep one going, or if I feel like I'm the only one asking questions, that puts a lot of pressure on me, you know, to keep the conversation going. And it's just like, am I the only one interested? That's what it gives me. Like, am I the only one interested?
Once again, why are you wasting my time? But let me tell y'all. So there's this guy on TikTok, and he does like this. He's turned it into a whole series at this point. But it's like the questions like I asked you the other day of like, these are questions that you should ask on a first date to get to know someone. But you only get two options. And the whole rule of it is like, you have to choose one of the A or B. You can't say both, and you have to do it within 2 seconds or less. And so I did it the other day because he like puts a little bit of fun questions in there, like, are you team iPhone or team Android or something like that? And then he puts in like serious questions of like, why are you not ready to commit at this time? And then it's like, it gives you an option of like A or B. And it's like, you haven't found what you're looking for.
Oh, we should do another
one. You haven't found what you're... Oh, you know what? I'm going to send you the guy. And to be honest, I really want to do, like, an episode of where we can do... you choose a few questions to ask, and then I'll choose a few questions to ask, and we ask each other.
Looks like we know what our next episode is.
Let's know what our next episode will be. But he's like... So he does it, like... Yeah, it's very, like... So you get a little bit of both, but if you're paying attention when you're answering the questions, you'll get to know if they're actually looking for the same thing that you're looking for. Because like you said, like the man was like, are you team iPhone or team iPhone or Android? So I'm like, that's easy. That's team iPhone, because I've always had nothing but an iPhone at this point. I wish my daddy would convert to an iPhone. But he refuses.
I don't know. That green really bothers me.
Really bothers the fuck out of me.
Green.
But when you got a green, but when you, I start texting you and your bubbles turning green, I'd be like, oh, this conversation needs to go ahead and end.
I'd be like, yo, hit me up on WhatsApp. I just can't even watch.
I just got WhatsApp. So I'm just like, you know what? This is gonna be real short and sweet, baby.
Let's go back on the app.
Yeah, it's gonna be real short and sweet. Awesome. So it's like, okay, so then that would be an easy question. So then his second one was like, why are you not ready to commit? And then it was like, A, have you not found what you're looking for? Or B, it's like, B, is it, you're just not ready.
My thing is, when do you know when you're ready? Like, I hate that when people are like,
I think when you find what you're looking for, I think you, when you find what you're looking for, you're ready to commit to someone.
People are so fucking annoying. It's strange to me. My thing is, like, if you're, like, 35 and you're still not ready, sir, bro, like, get it together. You ain't never been ready. You ain't never been in a relationship. You know, red flags for me, if you're, like, 35, dead ass, and you haven't been in a relationship longer than 2 years, my eyebrows is like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why haven't you been in a relationship longer than 2 years?
Oh, yeah, so then people be like, what's your longest relationship? And they'd be like, 6 months. And I'd be like, 6 months? Baby, you've only lasted in a relationship 6 months? And how much of that was actually, like, a real relationship where you were like, you're my girlfriend, and not like, oh, we're in a talking stage? Because I hate that shit as well. Like,
yeah, it's given. Now, I'm not telling everybody to be me, you know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah, if it's not something over 2 years, I just be like, and you like 35? You done dated a lot, or at least I would hope you've had chances to date longer than 2 years.
It's so, like, funny. I was listening to a podcast today, and the man was like, which I found like it was a little rude, I ain't gonna lie. But the man was like, you know, them people that have never had a girlfriend and they're like 30 something years old, there's something wrong with them. And I was like, well, I kind of agree with you, sir, but the way that he said it was like crazy. And I was like, calm down.
Yeah, if you have no sort of, like, you know, ailments where, you know, you you don't have any, like, social anxiety and things like that, and it's just like, oh, I just never did it because I didn't want to, or I didn't know how, or whatever, it's not necessarily giving me, like, weird or murderer, but it's just like, what are you afraid of, and how long are you going to be afraid to the point where you deny yourself to be with somebody? You know, I feel like we all naturally have cravings, you know,
and I'm like, and also, a craving, like, is to have
no, go ahead,
let me tell you. I'm over. I have all day to talk to people. And what do they want to call me when it's unnecessary, not their time?
Yeah.
Damn, what was I saying? Go ahead. What were you saying?
That's all. I'm trying to figure out what the hell I was saying. You know what? Because somebody just did this to me. So this is probably not what we were on, but. How do you feel when a guy calls you queen?
It kind of rubs me the wrong way. I ain't gonna lie.
It gives me corny.
Yes.
It gives me the same feeling, the same feeling, like when somebody says grand rising. I just be like, yeah. Be like, okay.
I don't know. I don't know about the whole grand rising thing, but like the queen portion, especially depending on who it's coming from, is my thing. But like... that's like always being, I don't know, that's like always calling like a girl sweetheart or something like that, and then you're like, baby, calm down,
nigga, calm down. Like, for me, like, you can say, like, in conversation, like, you know, like, I'm looking for my queen, but, and not to say that you can't call me queen, but you know what I'm saying, like,
No, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it just it gives like a type of energy sometimes because it's like
do you use this often?
Often, because I just feel like you probably. Which not to say like every woman is not a queen. That's not what I'm saying. But like, baby, where are we going?
It's not even that I don't believe that I'm a queen, but my thing is like you said, like sweetheart, like, you know,
it's
like
almost
for me,
like. You're trying to convince me like I'm a queen. Like, I don't know I'm already that. Baby, you know, I don't need you to call me queen. Because, like, you a queen. Baby, I know that. Like, that ain't the problem.
I just feel, it just gives me this feeling of, like, you know, in high school when dudes would be like, good morning, sweetheart. Good morning, honey. Good morning, miss. Good morning. And it's like, you're talking to, like, 1,000 people and you're using these pet names. Not that queen is a pet name, but it's almost becoming one of those, you know? It's almost coming a sweetie, a honey, a this and a that. And I know that it should be uplifting, but it's just like, it gets me wondering, like, did you not take the time to see that my name was Christine? Because we're not on pet time, like, we're not on pet name terms. Like, I'm not about to call you
honey. Even if we were on pet name terms, my queen is not a pet name that I want to be called all the time. Like,
no, like, I want, well, you know, like,
I'd rather you call people looking like this, my old lady. I don't want to, no, I just, I don't know. It gets like, I get what you're saying, though.
You do. You do get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. I was just actually, before we got interrupted, like on an app just to browse and look, like, because I said, some things just really bother me when it comes to dating. Also, do you like when they put up, like, do they smoke, don't smoke, such and such?
I don't mind it. Because my thing is, like, if you don't like to, if you're not into, like, smoking weed, not that I smoke weed every day, but, like, if you don't like to smoke weed, and I know, like, I like to chill with a blunt, then it's, like, how are we supposed to be relaxing in bed, you know? Like, you ain't even gonna hit the vape, you know? You don't know how to roll. I can't roll.
Okay, so we had this conversation the other day about, like, you were out. Or were you out with someone and they were like, they don't drink or whatever?
Oh my God.
I had this thing because I'm like, I told Christine, I technically don't mind if like the person I'm seeing or whatever doesn't drink. But in the same sense, I'm also like, you know, you every now and then you want to have like a little drink with your person. Y'all both get a little tipsy.
You know, right, how good drunk sex is? First of all, my thing is, if you tell me, you know, you don't drink, that is definitely your right. It is also my right to not want to date somebody that don't want to drink. And it's not even like peer pressure or anything like that. It's like, that's just kind of how I have fun, you know? Maybe that person sees that as a sad thing, like, you need alcohol to have fun. It's not even that I need it. It just really amps it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just enjoy it. I like the brunch, bitch. Like, what I'm gonna do at brunch with you if you drinking really just orange juice and not a mimosa? Like,
see, this is my thing, I don't mind. But don't look at me crazy when you be like, this girl shouldn't got drunk now. Because
well,
you
like
should
be
know.
Judgy.
You should. They, some of them do, yes. But also, you should also be like, I don't mind baby girl get drunk because I'm gonna be the sober one to take her home. Like,
that's different. Fine. That's different.
But don't that's try to convince different. Me of like, you don't really need to have that glass of wine tonight. You don't need to drink. Do you really need to take a shot of tequila? Yes, the fuck I do.
Or telling me like, I don't like when you drink. Who the fuck asked you? Who asked you? Like,
you.
My thing is, I'm not sitting here trying to change that you don't drink. And it is never to a point where I'm intoxicated. Now, what I've noticed when I do drink, I, like, especially in text message, especially if, like, you're, like, a dude that I'm talking to, I can get very explicit. Like, I can use a lot of cuss words. Like, I say fuck a lot. Like, yo, I fucking miss you. And it can come off real harsh, you know? It can come off real forward. So, like, I cringe when I read those text messages. But other than that, like, nigga, once I have my goodie powder in my system, you can't even tell me that I'm drunk. Like, you can't. You can't.
Also, that's another thing with, like, cussing. Baby girl don't have the cleanest mouth in the world, but like, she knows there's a time and place for everything. Like, you know, she can hold a cuss word. I mean, cuss She holds her cuss words in every day while she's at work. So, like, yeah. She can hold it in. It's just, but also don't be looking like, oh, you cuss so much. A lady's not supposed to cuss. Baby.
Oh, suck a dick. Like, for me, it's like I said, I'm a straight shooter. I'm black and white, ain't never been gray. So for me, like, if I'm comfortable with you and I feel like I can't talk the way that I want to talk in conversation, that's a problem for me. No, I'm not going to be amongst your mother and effing, you know, every sentence. No. But if
I'm on the phone, have you seen that TikTok of the guy? He's like, you're not a queen because you're not my mother.
Go straight to hell. Okay. Well, then that's him. And whoever decides to date him that believes that, then that's them and their business. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about dating a mama's boy. How do you feel?
I don't know how I feel about dating a mama's boy either, because the way that these men, like, there was a clip the other day of, like, Ace Hood and his and he having a conversation with his mama about his wife and how the mama was blaming the wife for, like, the decisions that Ace Hood was making. And Ace Hood was like,
what?
I made the decisions for my family. She didn't have, like, yes, she helped me make the decisions, but he was like, this was my decision to make on my own. And he was like, so you don't need to sit up here and blame her. And that's one thing Christina won't do, is deal with nobody's mama. That, I mean, you are so much of a mama's boy where it's like your mama has the audacity to blame me for things. Like, that goes back to, like, the question of, like, would you let the mama sit in front, or would you, as the girlfriend or wife, get in the back seat and stuff like that? Like, my mom said the other day, I think I had this conversation with her, and she was like, I would have offered them if it was like the roles were reversed, it was like your husband or partner was coming to, like, join us or whatever on the trip. She was like, hey, hopefully they would be driving for the both of us. But two, I would be sitting up there like, do you want to sit in the front with your partner? Not make you get in the, like, the back. Seat, and then let, just so I can say I have the front seat. No.
Yeah. Like, going back to the Ace Hood thing, like, you know, the fact, because this is the thing, you can't control somebody's mouth, whether you're a mama's boy or not. You can't control that woman's mouth, right? So my thing is, if she feels that comfortable to talk about me, if I'm your wife, with you, and you don't defend me, that's when I have an issue. You know what I'm saying? If you agree with her, you ain't got no backbone, baby. You, like, and no, you know it ain't what it is.
You don't have no backbone.
Or, like, respect her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know Ace Hood. I don't know his wife personally. But, like, just watching them online, when I say she gives off this aura, like, she's just a very sweet and genuine person. I mean, I might give off that aura, too, and I will whoop ass, you know? So you don't know these people behind closed doors.
You don't.
However, to blame a grown, to say that this man was influenced by this woman to make decisions is just straight out wrong. Because what you're saying is this man ain't got a mind of his own. Like, don't disrespect me like that, too.
Also, okay, I'm like, if I'm his wife, why would he not take the time to talk to me, where I should be the one helping to influence his decision? Especially if it's going to be for the greater good of our family. Like, man, you don't live with us.
Some moms really don't have lives outside of these sons. And it's like they are accustomed. Knowing. Yeah, and they are accustomed to being a part. Like, that's one of my things. Like, I don't mind you going to a friend. I don't mind you going to your sibling. But I don't want everybody in our business like that. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to, like, tough decisions. But you can't just make decisions based off of, like, what your mama said, what your brother said. Like, you can consider what they said, but it shouldn't be that your final decision is what they think, because it's who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like shit like that. Like, think for yourself. You was once a part of a family. Now you have your own family, and people don't get that divide either.
And I hate to say it where it's like this too, but it also goes a lot with, like, people that were sons that were raised by single mothers. And it's like they always turn it into, they always say, like, some mothers turn their relationship with their sons into more of a romantic aspect, because they never, like, they make the son the man of the house. which technically, like, that's not what that man, that's not what that child's role is. That child's role is to be a child, not to be the man of the house, because you don't have a man in your own life at this point, or his daddy is no longer present in your life, or in the, like, no, he's meant to be a child, not to be the, become the man of the house. I hate that shit with a passion, because it's like, baby, did you want to date your son? And then you, and especially if they block off any, like, chances of them having a relationship, a healthy relationship with any other woman besides themselves, you just want your son to be strictly with you at this point. You don't want him to actually be happy with in another relationship or anything else like that. Because if that was the case, you would tell him, you need to focus on your relationship with your person. And I would be okay, because A, I'm always going to be your mama, yes. But B, you are starting your own family, so you need to focus on your own family. Like,
yeah. Like, for me, you know, I don't have an issue with a guy being a parental child, because I know what it is to be one. But I see what you're saying, but I don't necessarily disagree with it. However, because it happens, it happens.
So, but that's my thing, though. With a, it happens to girls. Girls become the parental child. They always say mothers and parents raise their child, let alone their oldest daughter, but their daughters in general, to be independent, to know not to take anything from anyone, such, etc. Especially like your oldest child. I told Chelsea yesterday, I'm like, you think it's all fun and games because all my mom, like dad and mom run to me for things. I said, baby, it ain't cute when somebody always asking you to do something or to ask for your opinion. Or
well,
help
you know, I know, because I'm the oldest with something. As well.
I was like, but you technically the middle child at this point, but I'm like, you and Alex are the younger children, so they don't come run to you. But I done this for basically all of my, ever since I could, like, handle shit on my own. And I've learned to handle shit on my own because I was helping them handle shit, so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, like, for me, like, if the dynamic is, like, oh, this is my man, like, and they have this tight hold on them, like, my thing is, like, if the expectation is for them to perform at a certain level, that's one thing. Another thing is, like, if they can't let go. That's where I disagree, you know
that
what I'm saying?
Well.
Because being a parental child for me has, even though I didn't appreciate it when I was a child, you know, it has definitely made me into who I am. And I'm not gonna, I'm very thankful for that. You know, I'll be honest. I'm more mature than most people, most adults. Like, I'm very much.
Completely.
However, like I was saying, when that mom, you know, attaches herself to her son as if that was her man, that is a problem for me. When they always have a say so, or a female is not good enough for her son, or you know,
yes.
Another thing that really gets me, because this has happened before, like a son and a mom having like too much of an intimate touch to me.
But that goes back to like the whole you wanted your son has become like a romantic part, like has you have a romantic relationship with your son at this point. It's no longer like a mother. Son situation
son.
Where like this is my child. It's like you,
like,
this person has taken over the role of like being the man in the house, which also consequence goes into being your man at sometimes, because it's just like some things I'd be like, y'all cross the line with when it comes to like being your like the son and the mother. I mean the son and mother like bond sometimes. I'm just feel like
you think it's blurred.
You acting, yeah, especially if you did, like, if they did actually, like I said, grow up in a household where it's a single parent, and, like, you are taking on the roles and responsibilities of what, like, the man in her life probably should have been taking on. So now she sees you in that role as in, like, a romantic, and not, like, incest romantic, like, or something like that, but I'm like, you know, she sees you
I
in that role, of, like, this is, he's always been the one to handle this, and I'm always going to be the one to handle his stuff, and can't no one ever do it like me, because I'm always been there for him. I'm the one that cooks and cleans the house, and he gets, ma'am.
I ain't trying to do all of that.
Nor do I want to be your mama. So once again, I say that all the time. I don't want to be your mama.
So she can, you know what, she can have it, and she can have you. How about that? What yeah. I like to tell dudes that I'm like serious with, like that have an issue where they can't stand up to their mom, I like to say, if she can do what I can do for you, y'all could leave me out of it. And that just simply means, like, if she could put it down the way I'm putting it down for you, you go ahead and you run back on to your mama. And that's fine, because there's certain things that I could do for you that she shouldn't be doing for you. But if she is, she can have you. She can have you. Okay, one of my things that get me when I talk about, like, intimate touch, I don't know, some people may agree, may disagree, because just the way they were raised, but it legit grinds my gears. I mean, like, my teeth ache when I see parents kiss their kids on the lips. And then, like, when those kids become adults and they still kiss on them on the lips.
Oh, baby, yes.
Oh, my God. It shakes my insides. It's like, what is
going wrong in that relationship? And y'all need to go to therapy at this point. That's what I feel like.
I see it all the time. Like, I have family members that do it. And, I mean, they don't see nothing wrong with it because it's what they've been doing. But I'm just like, that ain't right. It ain't right.
And I'm going to tell you, this is coming from someone that grew up in a house full of love. My mother is, like, very touchy, like, always. She's, you say your back hurts, she instantly over there. Let me give you a back rub. Like, you want a hug? You want a kiss? Yes. But it's she to the point where it's like, I'm still kissing her on the, like, even my brother that is four, I don't kiss that boy on the lips. That boy is four. That boy give me a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah. It's not giving. It's not giving, guys. No. It's giving me
y'all should weird go vibes.
And if yeah. and like, you know, some, like I said, some people don't see anything wrong with it because it's the way they were raised.
The TikToks where it'd be like they kiss, like the guy and the girl are kissing. And it's like a whole TikTok of like a series basically of like, are they dating or are they siblings? Well, granted, it is mostly Caucasian people on this series.
Siblings kissing in the mouth?
Yes. But they're like sitting on top of each other, like in poses of like, are they
that's
dating?
Giving me or that's giving
siblings?
Me
and like 95% of the times they are siblings. And I just mean
wait,
like,
kissing or just like sitting on each other?
Sitting on each other, kissing on the lips, like hand on knee, like
yeah, no, like the sitting on each other. I don't know. I don't really see an issue with that. The kissing, that's giving me y'all played house as kids, and she was the mom and he was the dad, and y'all was in there doing some nasty stuff. That is not okay. Okay, no. Don't be kissing me in the mouth.
Even sitting on each other, it's like to a certain point. I'm like, baby, like if we like. Siblings,
I guess
like,
I gotta
me and
see
Chelsea
it.
Like if there's no other place to sit or whatever, Chelsea will sit on me. I'll sit on Chelsea. Yes. But like, do I got my legs wrapped around? Like, even if like my brother was older, I still really like I don't know.
I probably wouldn't, but I don't have an older brother. So I don't know. Like I might jump on a back.
Yeah, but I got like older cousins, even then. I might sit on my older cousin's lap, but that still sounds creepy. Not that I said that out loud, but like, I'm not like no, draping over them like how their girlfriend would be draping over them. If anything, if I'm sitting on you, it's because we squished somewhere and we tried to get from point A to point B. We in a car and it's five, so there's six of us. And I'm the lightest one, I gotta sit on somebody's lap. Like, or there ain't no more seating for us, and we don't want to separate, so we all sitting together trying to eat.
Listen, my brother is not gonna be holding me from behind. We's not doing the prom pose together, okay? That's how you know. Ain't no brother of mine, cousin of mine, gripping me from behind. Just period, okay?
Not happening. Because if that's the case, I don't need to go. Y'all bring whatever y'all going to get, bring it back to me, okay? Because. Or better yet, sir, you get out and I go and we'll bring it back to you. But that's just like not, no. It's just,
it's not happening.
Things of the world that irritate us because that is definitely one of them. Yeah, that is one of my biggest, like, fears or pet peeves or, like, whatever you want to call it. Like, also one of my biggest fears or pet peeves is, like, having a horrible, like, mother-in-law. Which I guess also would go back to, like, having, like, you know, in the same, like, you will learn in the settings of, like, if they're dating, when you're dating, of, like, how she'll treat you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, the people that just think, like, mothers that think, like, oh, no one can ever be so good for my child, and she's never going to be good enough, and baby, yo, Johnny like yeah. I'm here for a reason, so...
I want to have a cordial relationship with whoever my mother-in-law is going to be. But like I said on one of our past episodes, I don't care to be your friend. I done did that, and it was great, but like the lines get blurred, you know? The lines truly get blurred, and I was a lot younger then. I appreciated the relationship. You know, we'll still talk every so often, but like simple things, like she'll send me a birthday. I don't talk to her every day or anything like that, but she'll send me a birthday card, which is super nice. So of course I'm going to call her and thank her.
I feel like
I don't want to feel obligated to talk to you all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? I just don't. Like, I don't want a horrible mother-in-law, but I don't want one that's going to be like,
no, I feel like if we were
just that every fucking weekend. No,
if we were married or something like that, especially if we have kids at this point, then yeah, I would want us to be like on.
If we're married,
and especially, but even if we're like leaving, even like before. This is where. Before we know, like this is where this is gonna be, like, baby, your ring coming around the corner type of thing. Let us be on a friendly basis, because most likely we're gonna have children, so then you'll have grandchildren. I want to be able to trust you with my children to be looking like, oh, they fine. Like, they with their grandma. Like, because that is one of my biggest things.
That's another thing. My kids ain't going nowhere, sleeping over nobody's house till they can talk.
No. Like, and even then, when you can talk, because sometimes you still don't feel comfortable saying things. Like, I always say this, even when I, like, after I have my child. Like, y'all know I always say, like, if you get invited to my wedding, this is how you know I fuck with you. But, like, after I have my child, and I invite you, because I don't plan on going. Like, them people that be out with their newborns, and they be like, oh, the baby 2 weeks old, and you out in the world? But you're in the middle of a pandemic. You out in the regular world, baby, no.
No. I don't believe in that. Like, my family does not believe in that. Like, my kid probably, but you know what? They said, like, there was a study done, and apparently for those kids that are not going outside sooner, their immune systems are weaker. I don't know how true or not that is.
I mean, I believe that, but when my mom said she had me, she didn't go anywhere for the first 4 months, and I completely agree with that.
Yeah, that's how, like I said,
I'm going back to, like, if you get invited over to my home, and that's because I want you to see me and my child. Maybe that's how you know I mess with you, okay? Because I'm not going to have anybody walking in and out of my house, like, or going out into the world to see my child unless this is people I actually care about. Like, but I'd be seeing people out at restaurants with their 2 week old child, and I just be like, you can't eat seafood with your child and they 2 weeks old.
My favorite one is coming in with it'd be a baby that's 2 days old. And they walking around fucking Walmart with, you know, the kid ain't got no socks on. They pretty much just got nothing. Head exposed. I'm just like, what in the hell?
And also, like, baby, what also gets to me is I ain't had nobody to go to Walmart for me. Where the hell the baby daddy at? Like, you couldn't have gone why am I at Walmart with this two-week-old child? Where are you?
It'd be the best picture when it's both of them. And they walk alongside each other. Or, you know what's even better? When you see, like, a family and, like, the parents is, like, bundled up because it's fucking wintertime. And the kids got on t-shirts and no coats and no socks and no shoes. And it's just like, if your big ass was cold, why wouldn't this baby be cold?
Why do you have this problem walking around?
We really ran on random topics. We didn't even do
the topic of the day. We didn't even do the topic of the day. Well,
this was just a debriefing of how we feel about a lot of different topics, but mostly about dating apps and dating. Okay, so we're gonna have to find a way to bring this all together.
Yes, we are. So anyways, let's just go back to the dating app situation, because that is my biggest pet peeve. Like I said, I'm really am trying to like be a little bit more cautious of like who I want to swipe. Also, I think maybe I have too many, because I have Tinder. Y'all don't judge me. I have Tinder, I have Hinge, and I have Bumble. I'm going to really get rid of Bumble, because Bumble ain't my speed of things. Like,
Bumble's not giving. Like, when I Bumble, first got you gotta, on like, there,
you know, I already told you, you know, the whole fact that the woman got to start the conversation is not a thing for me.
I love that part. That's the part that I love, but it's just the energy is not the same on Bumble for me. Like, Hinge has definitely been a lot more fun for me. A lot more fun. So I think I started Tinder. I never made a profile. So Hinge is it. Hinge is the only one. So I think you might, I mean, honestly, on all three, you'll probably come across the same people. Because most people have multiple. But
most
I would
people
say
do
Hinge.
Have multiple ones, yes. I think I am going to post the Bumble one, because I never even like spent more than 2 days on there. The whole, like I said, having to let the woman
that's not
start
you you like to be it's approached
not, yeah, yeah it's not me but Tinder I don't know, I get like anxiety.
You just gotta know what you going on there for. Like Tinder is I mean all of them can be situations where you meet up and you just, you know, y'all do the do, but I feel like Hinge, I don't know, I'm just more comfortable with Hinge right now
at this point. I think Hinge is a good like area. It is a good air. It's like a good, perfect speed. I don't know. Maybe I have to like figure it out or something like that. Because like I said, sometimes he has to be playing the fuck out of me. And I don't understand why. Why be playing me like that? But I don't know. We're going to figure it out.
Hinge it is.
Maybe I should stick with Hinge.
Yeah, stick with Hinge. Because, you know, when I first started, you was preaching about Hinge.
I was preaching about Hinge. Tinder don't have nothing for you. Tinder is like a lost soul at this point.
ain't there another one, like Plenty of Fish or something? I think one of my cousins is on Plenty of Fish.
No.
No, Plenty of Fish. She said it's more of a hookup one, though.
No, probably so. It's called Plenty of Fish for a reason.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. All right, y'all. This was all over the place, but
it's been real. It's been real. This is like real conversation with Christina and Christine.
It is
on the Dances podcast.
On the Dances podcast, you just never know what you can get. Literally,
right. All right, sis. Where can they find us?
All right, you can find us at Damn Sis at Damn Sis Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. If you have a confessional or dating story app or anything else like that, you can leave us an email at damsispodcast@gmail.com. You can find me at Christina.Simone on Instagram and Twitter, but I might be changing my name on there. So we'll.
Ooh, new you, Hootie. Okay. You can find me at Imperfect Teen on Twitter and Imperfect_Teen on Instagram, guys. It's been real.
All right, y'all. Bye,
guys.
Bye.